Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today is all about It's a Wrap Wednesday. And we have our regular special guest, Reverend Frederick Shaw of CCHR, that Citizens Commission for Human Rights, and with the Task Force Against Racism in Modern Day Eugenics. How you doing, Rev Frederick? How are you?
I'm doing very good today, and again, thank you for having me on your show. I really enjoy the show. You're a great host, and I love bringing this topic to your audience.
Thank you so much. And to speak of our audience is growing internationally, so thank you so much, all of you, for listening to us, keeping this awareness going, and thank you for your emails and reaching out and following us. But today we're going to talk a little bit about the effect that the mental health care system and the biases that are happening towards women. Now, we always focus on certain things, of course, to make sure you get the information that you needed. If you, in fact, have listened to the show, you understand how it starts, the process of it, and how CCHR, the Citizens Commission for Human Rights, reaches in as a mental health care watchdog to help you help yourself and protect yourself. But today we're going to put the focus a little bit on women. We talked about how it affects children and electroshock therapy. We've talked about how things are set up biasly towards people of color. But right now we're going to focus on women. So the disparities when it comes to women and the mental health care system, can you talk about that today? Something, and I know we stated some things, but there are some things that we still don't know. Do you mind expounding on that today?
Well, thank you very much for that question. We need to look at the fact that, you know, there are certain behaviors, and I actually think there are gifts and abilities that women have when it comes to discernment, things like that. And what they're doing is being punished. Your feelings, your anxieties. Women have had their children could be in trouble on a whole different place in the world, and they would know it. Well, today, that ability is considered like anxiety, anxiousness, stuff like that. And we're trying to put everybody in one box. Women go through hormonal changes when they have a baby. We're electroshocking them because of that. That's nothing that the woman can deal with. Either you go through the changes or you don't. But women are being, in my opinion, punished today. We see young stars like Simone Biles and the tennis star Osaka. We see them breaking down in their fields and stuff but nobody's talking about the mental health treatment they got before it led to those breaks and stuff. Here are girls on the greatest stage in the world of the Olympics, and she has to withdraw because she can't get her emotions and her ability to control her body. She forgot what her routine was while in the air. It's like, and I think what we're looking at when you start looking at women as being inferior, when you start looking at people being overly sensitive, when you start looking at that stuff, forgetting that women are often targets of all types of predators, then if we label them mentally ill or overly sensitive or all of that stuff, then we're targeting them, we're not protecting them, and we most definitely are leaving them out on the island all by themselves.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. Every woman under the sound of my voice, every man under the sound of my voice needs to understand this major issue. Thank you, Reverend Frederick Shaw, for saying this. It's not too many men that will even acknowledge this, even if they play a protagonist in your life. There are not too many men that will address this, especially not if they're in the mental health care system, because that will not aid them in medically drugging them or physically through the mental health care system, abusing them. And we can see that right now, as he said, on a public stage. There are so many intricate things about a woman's body that are not even discovered and talked about, especially when it comes to women of color and our pain tolerance and things of that nature. There are so many things that need to be addressed. And the stages in your life, when you change, when you're in your 20s versus your 30s versus your 40s and 50s, things change. So thank you so, so much for validating us and standing up within yourself as an advocate and proponent for women in mental health care rights in this time. This is a very pivotal time for that change, don't you think?
I think absolutely, and you mentioned the, you know, in healthcare and you know, Serena Williams basically reported that she almost died because they didn't believe her when she was telling them the type of pain that she was in and things like that. And, you know, again, you know, when we look at the fact that 2/3 of all electroshock is being done on women, and, you know, we all have to protect our women, our children, and our society. And, you know, for women to go through this, and oftentimes a woman who has been sex trafficked, when she's rescued, then they put her right into the mental health field to drug her before they even know what she's been through. And that's not acceptable, and that's not right.
Yeah. We are all, I can say, women from the time we're old enough to understand, maybe 9 or 10 or maybe even 5, there's a lot put on our shoulders to be responsible for other people's, another person, especially if it's a male counterpart, bad behavior. So I am so proud to be a part of this. And if you are listening under the sound of my voice and you want to share your story and you want to put it into film, please call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596, or email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And remember, we're on all forms of social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, now TikTok. Like, follow, and share Cleopatra Memphis Studios and CM Studios on Twitter. So, Reverend Frederick Shaw, as we conclude this conversation, going forward, being that this is a ripe time for us to delve into this subject, how could we do better? How could we, as women, stand up for ourselves even better and men in that place?
Well, first of all, we must educate ourselves, and they can always get information from CCHRINT.org. The more educated we become, the more powerful we become. You will learn what is truly going on, the side effects. Women are the protectors of the family. So, you know, when it comes to the spiritual and the physical health, and so it helps women not only protect themselves but to protect their children and even their husbands. A lot of times the husband is going through a lot in life and ups and downs and stuff, and it's the woman that stabilizes the family. So, you know, we just need to get into that, cchrint.org. They can also see some of the things I'm doing, opposition, things I'm opposing and so forth. And that can be saw on cchrtaskforce.org. And if anybody wants to contact me, I would recommend they go through your show. But if they can't, then they can get me at fshawjr@yahoo.com. And we need to just join forces. We don't need it to be separated between black women and children and separated between children and men. And we need to all unify in this and protect each other. And if we do that, we'll find that we can override this, and then we can get to the truth of it. Because one of the things that we forget in these conversations, this is not science. It's projected as science. But it's not science.
Yes. This, people, is facts. We have our upcoming CCHR Task Force magazine coming up. And if you want to be featured, and even if you want to sponsor the cause, you all, please call in. Contact Reverend Frederick Shaw at CCHR to give, to join your funds for the cause. Because, remember, everything is driven by funds. It's a capitalistic nation, unfortunately, but everything is driven by money. Even here at Cleopatra Memphis Studios, we are always in need of your assistance to keep this thing going. Education for the arts and the fight against mental health care abuse. So thank you, Reverend Frederick Shaw, so much for being here, for being an advocate for mental health care and women and children and all of the like. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That's it for It's a Wrap Wednesday. Until next time, people, we want you to do what? And that is, be great.